The Concordia Language Villages are a summer camp that teaches kids by placing them in a foreign village. Each one represents a separate language and culture, which include Chinese, Russian, and Italian, to name a few. Al-Waha, meaning the oasis, is the latest village to join the camp. Its language is Arabic. The executive director of the camp, Christine Schultz, says that though they have been considering Arabic for a while, current events did play a part in its creation.
Arabic is of national interest. We all know why. We know what's at play in the world. But this is an opportunity to build bridges of understanding and foster communication at a very personal level.
Concordia has a history of responding to world events. Schultz says its first camp, German, opened in 1961, the same year the Berlin Wall went up. Russian was added in the Cold War era. The Chinese village came up in the 1980s. The Arabic village opened its doors on July 10th. Part of its funding comes from a grant from the U.S. Department of State as part of its National Security Language Initiative. The initiative is intended to educate more students in critical need foreign languages, which could be of use in the aftermath of the Iraq War. Ma Raid Herson is a 14-year-old girl from De Pere, Wisconsin. She just started attending Al-Waha and says her interest is not entirely personal.
I decided to study Arabic partly because it's a beautiful language, like specifically script, and also because with the war, it seemed like a good idea.
Ma Raid adds that it's great the camps are happening here, because American youth have no access to Arab culture, and Al-Waha is one way to become familiar with it. John Helgeson, Wisconsin Public Radio.